The need for others. Just promise me one thing. Find someone. 'Cause sometimes I think you need someone to stop you. Donna Noble to the 10th Doctor. From The Runaway Bride, 2006. In the first story arc, curiosity and scientific interest motivate the Doctor, but he has little care for others around him, and is, possibly, murderous. While fleeing from unfriendly cave people, the heroes come across an injured man. The school teachers insist on stopping to help, but the Doctor argues that their pursuers are closing in, and it's best to hurry back to the TARDIS. They overrule him, but while no one is looking, he picks up a rock before Ian grabs his wrist a moment later. The startled Doctor stammers, claiming he intended to ask the injured man to draw a map. Was the Doctor telling the truth? Was he about to kill the man? Perhaps he only considered the man's death for a moment and would have ultimately decided against it. In the BBC novel The Eight Doctors by Terence Dix, the Eighth Doctor revisits this famous moment, noting that his first incarnation's action in picking up the rock was indicative that he was still acting like a traditional Time Lord, so concerned with the big picture that he failed to see how each individual life had meaning. In the Big Finish audio drama, To the Death, the Eighth Doctor discusses the same event with an older Susan. Doctor, for one moment just, I entertained the possibility. I picked up a rock and I, Susan, but you didn't do it. You didn't kill that man. Doctor, only because Chesterton stopped me. This palpable element of danger continued into the second story arc, The Daleks, which also began the Doctor's path to heroism. In that adventure, the Doctor sees how his inability to compromise can endanger the lives of the group members. His goal becomes escape, but the rest of the crew doesn't want to leave after encountering people who need help. Reluctantly at first, the Doctor agrees to help and finds the role fulfilling. By the end of the adventure, he admits to Barbara and Ian that he has underestimated them. He softens considerably towards the local inhabitants.